Ends the day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McBadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, good day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience. I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Steffens, good day.
I'm going to give you another opportunity. You ready?
There are no wrong answers here, Kerry.
No, there always is. We'll find a right answer.
Only incorrect questions.
What's the name of the former mayor of Washington we were talking about earlier? Think about Raz and
Poison.
Blue.
Straw.
Dingle.
Poison Dingle?
Poison Dingle. That's it. That's right. Mayor Poison Dingle.
Poison Dingle. That's it.
No. I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar. And when I'm not kissing babies, I'm stealing their lollipops.
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
Doug Steffens. Good day.
And sometimes you.
How about we try Nan? In Cody, Wyoming, listening to Good Day there. Hi, Nan. How are you today?
I am just ducky. How about yourself?
I am quacking as we speak. Can we quack together? You quack, I'll quack. Go ahead. You quack first.
Quack.
Grabbing your attention and holding it hostage all morning long.
You guys are quackers.
Doug Steffens, Good Day.
Switch. Usually I hear Doug's sweet dulcet town.
Yeah. Well, Doug luckily got caught in all of that air fare last night. Bad storm going across the Midwest, so he just got in and has to get some sleep for some meetings that he had to go to, so he's out of it for right now.
Hmm. So the Midwestern storms were the ones with the tornadoes and all that through Texas, because he went into Phoenix. Is that where he was headed yesterday?
He went into Phoenix. He's in Phoenix today for a couple of meetings. So he flew out and then, bam, just got stuck in Dallas, I think it was, coming out of Boston into Dallas. So
it
he
seems
basically,
like our Dougie likes to travel with the weather quite a bit. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. And it seems like he's brought some kind of a storm into my studio here. Let's take a break for a second so I can get my headphones all worked out. So it's 10 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day. Rich and Jennifer, and we'll be right with you.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe Level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla... not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at OfficeMax. Offer ends February 2nd.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
All right, it's 13 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day with Rich and Jennifer Horn here. And Jen?
Yeah.
I was driving in and I heard three stories that drove me a little bit...
off the road?
Wacky. So I want to hear if your thoughts on this and everybody else's thoughts at 888-302 Doug. So I'm driving in and... one of the stories I hear is about the government bailout of people who are underwater in their mortgages, meaning that you owe more than your house is worth. All right. So,
which is how many people now? Let's say percentages, maybe 30%?
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
more.
Yeah, okay. So here are people who have bought houses and then the market crashed. And then now they, you know, are unfortunately, and it's a bad situation where you're underwater, and here comes the government to bail you out. Okay. Story number two: people are finally being paid, and this is how it was reported on the radio. People are finally being paid for health issues related to 9/11.
Okay.
So. I hear that, and I'm like, I get this little twinge, but then I hear, okay, so first responders, great, cool, all right?
That's what I would think. People
right.
with,
okay.
like, the black lung, breathing
care,
and all that
right.
stuff.
Take care of those people and residents in the area.
Okay.
And I was like, okay.
It was probably very real, though. I mean, if you lived a couple blocks away from that, I mean, Roberta will tell you that when she came in the city 2 weeks after 9/11, it was still smelled, and it was smoky and horrible.
I totally get it. I get that. Okay. And then there was a report about the storms, Hurricane Sandy, and all the people who lost homes.
Yes.
And how the government is going in to bail them out.
Boy, you had a happy newscast this morning.
Well, I didn't really put it all together until, you know, I started thinking, how much money, because the 9/11 fund was $2.3 billion. We're hearing some crazy numbers about Hurricane Sandy.
Right.
And then the mortgage thing. That's not going to be cheap. So it just got me to thinking, how much money are we... as the government spending to bail people out of situations that I don't.
I know. Well, you know what's happening, and don't get me on my soapbox because
I'm on
the government is so into passing out, and not that the people with Hurricane Sandy problems and obviously 9/11 problems don't deserve government assistance. I'm not trying to take that away, but what the government is,
some of them don't.
Some people know how to work the system, but
right.
What I think happens is that the government so easily passes out entitlements that they're trying to get us addicted to big government. They want us to work for government. They want us to not have to worry about things, just collect big government money, because they want us to continue to perpetuate what's already going on. Now, to get back to your homeowner thing, if I were running the world and it were a perfect, you know, Jennifer Horn is president world, I think you have to take responsibility. When those people that took that loan knew that they were going into the loan, they knew that they couldn't afford their house payment. Let's just be honest. And then they were underwater in their house payment. And I understand that happens. It almost happened to me.
Things were going crazy.
Exactly. But if you can't wait it out, pardon the underwater pun, if you can't wait it out for a little while and to wait and see if you can get turned around in your home, I think that they should let you out. I think you should pay what you need to pay, but I think that they should not necessarily give you money to stay, to fix, to wrong your right, but that they should let you out without counting too many points against you on your credit so that you could be free without
giving
up on your loan. Well, I think you just have to, I mean, you have to, the banks are going to get their money if you sign over the value of your home now. Eventually the banks will get the money out of that.
Yeah, but right now as it stands, the taxpayer is paying for the difference.
Right, which
we're paying for the bailout.
We're paying
for the bailout. Now, right at the curve of the housing bubble, my wife and I were looking at a new home, and it was a bit more expensive, and it would have been a good bit more per month for us, and we just didn't feel right about it.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't do it. And then we looked around a little bit more, and then that's right when, like, the bubble just started to burst. And we said, let's hold on a little bit here and see what's happening. And then, of course, all heck breaks loose, and that's it. So, I don't know. I kind of feel like, hey, listen, I'm paying my fair mortgage for something I can afford, and I made a decision not to step into something I couldn't afford when everything was just going nuts, when the interest rates were low, when housing was flipping over in a day,
when you were being begged to buy something bigger.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And why should I pay for all of these people who maybe didn't think through it as much as I did? But we are. And with the 9/11 thing, okay, first responders, whatever, we have to pay. Mm-hmm. Pay it. And even some of the victims, but I just kind of feel like, and then the Sandy thing. Okay, when the government, federal government comes in and fixes infrastructure, bridges and roads and sewers, electricity, and all this stuff, but now we're rebuilding houses, and we did it in New Orleans.
Did you happen to see the news on Sandy, on what they're doing with all the debris and stuff? And this actually just made me laugh, because it's like a government job to me. They would go in, and they'd go into the areas that were hit, whether it was, Staten Island, areas of New Jersey, wherever it was, and they would load up big, huge trucks filled with debris. Then they would take it to another area. And then they would take it again from another area to another area where they would sort through it. So that they'd get rid of the refrigerators and the air conditioners and all that stuff.
Right.
And then they'd move the other stuff one more time.
Right.
I thought, they're proud of this system. They're showing it to us on TV, but yet it seems like they're taking an extra step here.
Right. Well, hey, listen, with recycling and being able to resell electronics and wood and recycle paper and wood and then metals, that's the way it works with the trash business nowadays. If you've gone to your dump lately, good Lord, it's like a maze to find out where you're supposed to dump the particular trash that you have. I'm good with that because, I'm into recycling and reusing and everything, so it's cool. But, it does get a little nuts. But this is what I wanted everybody to think about. How much are we spending and how much are we paying to support people that 20 years ago, the government certainly would have. Well, 30 years ago, the government certainly would have supported. What would they have done if you were under the water 50 years ago? What would you have done if your house was on the beach and it got knocked over or close to the beach 50 years ago?
Rebuilt.
Yeah. And Pearl Harbor victims? I don't think they got the big payoff. 888-302 Doug on Doug Steffens Good Day. It's 21 past the hour with Rich and Jen.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee.
Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power, cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Story from Japan today. Everybody ready? Japan has a new class of citizen called the herbivore man. A man who is not interested in sex, not interested in money. Herbivore men are in their 20s and 30s. They believe that friendship without sex can exist between men and women.
Oh, to be young and stupid again.
Yeah. I know.
So there are bars now that are being built around Japan that are catering to these men.
Hey, no sex and no money. I just built one of those clubs in my house.
Thank God it's Friday! You know, Fox, I have often paid for women worse than you. We know your type and we admire your big American breasts. Don't worry about disease. In Czechoslovakia, I was cured many times.
Join us, the Stephen Today.
This is true, a specially programmed computer has predicted the 49ers to win over the Ravens in the Super Bowl this year. Special computer. Yeah. So earlier today, the computer was stabbed by Ray Lewis.
Well, in the wake of Colorado legalizing marijuana, lawmakers there are now having a tough time figuring out what the legal limit should be for those that are, you know, caught smoking while driving. If they're too high to drive, what's the legal limit? Here's a good standard, okay? If when you get pulled over and the cop tells you roll down your window, and you order a cheeseburger, okay, that would be a sign. Maybe.
The LAPD says Frank Ocean plans to press charges against Brown, who is still on probation for beating up Rihanna, which means he could go to jail. Chris posted a painting on Instagram last night comparing himself to Jesus on the cross. Yeah, finding guys in parking lots, that's so Jesus, it really is. He wrote, painting the way I feel today, focus on what matters. Apparently he painted this himself. He's almost as bad a painter as he is a boyfriend. He sings, he paints, he punches people. He's a triple threat. He's a regular threat, but he's a triple threat, too.
60 Minutes anchor Steve Croft is defending Sunday's interview with President Obama and Hillary Clinton, saying he didn't have time to ask hard-hitting questions. It would have been easier to believe if the name of the show wasn't the amount of time he had.
All right. So there's Conan, Leno, Kimmel, and Fallon with your late
Jimmy thing. Fallon always gets funnier and funnier, I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. I mean, some of his voice just doesn't hit it for me, but he's really funny. His content is great. So Kimmel always cracks me up. All right, so here's where we do some of what's on television yesterday, starting off with a late night thing. And Jennifer.
Yes.
Whoopi. And the ladies on The View got another conversation that I'm absolutely just so curious to hear. Talking about the dire state of chicken wings.
Hard-hitting issue.
In America. No, this kind of, I have a feeling this might freak me out. Because chicken kind of is to me anyway. But yeah. I like chicken wings, so let's hear it.
If you're planning a party for Super Bowl Sunday, be warned.
Why?
I'm going to tell you.
It's okay.
There is a massive chicken wing shortage.
Really?
Yeah. In America. America right now.
Have they checked Chris Christie's house?
That was pretty funny.
You're out your mouth. I will cut this soap right in your mouth, young lady. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What was wrong with me?
No, it was quite right. And yes, they did. It's so bad that two guys in Georgia stole a $65,000 worth of frozen wings from a storage facility, child.
So do you get that? Like, is that, are the wings on the black market now?
Yes.
You at the Super Bowl, I got wings. Can I get a wing, please? Can I get a wing? I just need a wing.
No.
Wings are hot right now.
See, this kind of freaks me out of the amount of chicken that we go through, and that it only takes 90 days for a chicken to go from egg to plate.
And we're still out of wings.
Make more chicken. Pump them up with more chemicals and just keep on kicking chickens out. 28 past the hour, next episode.
Hello,
yeah,
kicking chicken.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Okay, raise your hand if you made a New Year's resolution to get into better shape. Okay, now tell me, did you stick to it? Probably not. But I've got some places where you can actually get back into a good routine. When somebody says all-inclusive resort in Antigua, you probably don't think boot camp. But Jolly Beach Resort and Spa has just that. They've launched a program so you can get a major workout on your next Caribbean vacation. Now, if you're one of the 16 million Americans who've discovered yoga, then you've probably heard about all the yoga retreats out there. But if doing all yoga all the time isn't for you, there's a group called the Travel Yogi, and it takes groups to places like the Galapagos and Aruba. That way you can combine the practice with hiking, surfing, and stand-up paddleboarding. Even a number of hotels are making it easier to keep in shape. Westin has partnered with New Balance to offer guests sneakers and workout clothes for just a $5 fee. So guys, no more excuses. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting. Visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit Turn.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. mission by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Now we're going to do a little segment that we love to do called Dirt Bags in the News. You remember that segment, don't you, Jen? You love it. Oops. Dirt Bags in the News, Jen. You love
it. Hi. I was just getting ready to call you. How you doing?
Might help if I turn your mic on. All right, so I want to do our segment, Dirt Bags in the News.
Dirt Bags in the News.
Dirt Bags in the News.
Well, actually, I have two dirt bags to feature today.
Oh, you do? Good. I have one dirt bag. My dirt bag is Mike Tyson.
Oh. Now, I was developing a soft spot for Mike. What's
he
up to?
I do, too. I feel, and here's the, I guess, the what little bit bleeding heart, you know, there is in me. But I feel bad for this guy. I mean, I just think that he just had a rough life, and this is just...
Hello, he tattooed his face.
Yeah, no kidding.
That shows you have a tough life.
And there's so much anger in there, and, you know, and while I don't excuse anything that he does or did, I mean, certainly, you know, beating your wife, you know, horrible, get whatever you get, and then the rape stuff, whatever. But the ladies on The View decided to take a little shot at him and talk about... how he's going to appear on Law and Order.
Oh.
There's a growing protest against Mike Tyson's upcoming appearance on Law and Order SVU. Critics are saying that since the show often features storylines about sex crimes, they shouldn't cast a man who was convicted of a real-life sex crime, even if he did serve his time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, it's not like it's a 700 club. It is SVU.
I mean, everybody's moved on SVU. You know, I mean, so why not?
No. Well, it's interesting because, you know, he did serve his time. It seems like this is supposed to be the land of second chances. And we tend to pick and choose who we're going to give a second chance to. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at Mike Tyson because he's been here plenty of times. And we've never heard of this happening again. He has done Broadway. He's done film.
He's reformed.
You know, it's,
he does.
It definitely does. I mean, I'm not trying to take away from, you know, people who feel like it's not being sensitive to them. But when do we say you did serve your time, you need to be able to move on? I don't know.
And I think ultimately it's the victim's position to be truly forgiving, right, of that person if indeed they did do anything. Mm-hmm. You know, as a society, we sort of condemn everyone. And I think Mike's been here and he's been great. And he does, as you said, Joyce, seem truly reformed.
Yeah.
And I think in terms of the show, look, you got to know what you're dealing with here. I mean, they have women that are mutilated, raped, and murdered all the time. Your expectations can't necessarily be that high to begin with when you're talking about women's rights and protection.
Yeah, I think probably the people that are complaining are the people who watch the show, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you get these special interest groups, you know, obviously the special interest groups that, you know.
Look, there is a special interest group for everybody, and they constantly are always on. I mean, every TV show out there, even the ones that you wouldn't suspect, are always under protest by some group.
Right.
So,
right. And I believe Mike Tyson is, quote unquote, reformed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's still a lot of anger in there, man.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, you know that people don't usually go into that lifestyle and that life of crime and hurting people if they haven't been damaged themselves in some way. So.
All right, so that's my dirtbag. Who's your dirtbag?
All right, so Doug and I, this is one of the first times you've been hanging out in this hour, Rich, but Doug and I always tend to do our Lindsay Lohan report in this hour.
Good. Thank you for saving it for me later in the show.
She is literally always in the news. Like, every day there is something about Lindsay Lohan. And today is no different. Today is her big hearing in court today for the car incident and where she said that she was not driving when she got into a car accident. She was. And yesterday, we talked a little bit about how her former lawyer, Sean Hawley, Lindsay fired her, big mistake, and hired some high-powered attorney from New York City. That's Mark Heller. Well, problem is, Mark Heller is a lawyer in New York and not in California. So the question remains, Mark cannot represent her today in Los Angeles unless he finds someone to sponsor him here, which he, as of yesterday, had not found someone to sponsor him so he could represent her. So she may be without counsel when she goes before the judge this morning.
Wouldn't that be great if she had to represent herself?
And this is the same judge that warned her, that kind of was easy on her, but said, look, you've got to stop your partying ways. So this judge, I think, will have very little sympathy for her. Now, the news story today is that Lindsay was feeling a little sick. She came down with the flu. So she tried to go to her doctor to get a note. She notified her lawyer, Mark Heller, from New York, notified the judge that Lindsay was sick and couldn't fly from New York to Los Angeles. She had a Park Avenue doctor write a letter on her behalf claiming she had an upper respiratory infection. Now, the entire excuse, though, is very suspect, seeing as how Lindsay was out photographed looking very healthy as she shopped in Soho on Saturday, the same day that the doctor allegedly examined her. After hearing that a warrant could be issued for her arrest if she didn't attend the hearing, it's amazing. She suddenly felt better, hopped a plane. She's now in Los Angeles. And she has been begging her old lawyer, Sean Hawley, to take her back. But Holly's like, nope, I'm out. I gave you everything I can give you. And that's it. Actually, the lawyer yesterday, Sean Hawley, begged the judge, because the judge was going to put her back on the case. And she begged the judge, please keep me off of this. I've put in enough time with Lindsay. I don't want to go back. Yeah.
So
now, you want your third dirtbag for the day?
No, before we move on from Lindsay, does she blame the rest of the world for all of these problems?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She's always set up. It's always not her fault. And, you know, again, like you said, there's always that human side, like Mike Tyson. You feel sorry for him in some way because you know he's a damaged guy. I feel sorry for Lindsay Lohan as well, kind of.
I mean,
my sympathies are wearing out because, you know, at some point you can blame the fact that your parents screwed up when they were raising you.
Right.
You can blame them for a while. But when you start to hit your late 20s and you realize that you need to get it together and you're an adult and now's the time to start, you know, just letting bygones be bygones. Everybody has something weird happen to them in their childhood at some point. And she may have had a lot more than the rest of us did. But you've got to just say, I'm starting today. This is my new life. And stop messing up. It's almost like she's created this whole identity over messing up now. I mean, that's what she's known for.
Oh, yeah.
And she used to be an up-and-coming actress. I mean, people had high hopes for her.
Well,
and again, all that talent goes to waste because
part of me wonders whether she now strives to keep this identity because it's what keeps her in the limelight.
It does keep her in the limelight.
And,
but I also think she truly is an addict, and I think she a lot of the stuff that you see is a result of her addiction.
Oh, yeah. I would agree with that. But addicted to what? Well, I mean, I've heard...
Fame, maybe, but, you know, I've heard... Alcohol, for sure, and then some drugs as well.
Right.
Now, our next dirt bag of the day.
I love this segment.
And this is our lucky dirt bag of the day.
Yeah.
Scott Disick. Do you know who Scott is?
I don't.
He is the baby daddy to Kourtney Kardashian, Kim's eldest sister.
Yeah.
He just looks, first of all, he looks like you kind of want to hit him anyway. He's just got that, you know, no socks with the shoes look, and he's always wearing pastel colors, and, you know, he just looks like you want to kind of give him an old whack to the jaw. But he gave an interview to Hot Living magazine and described a day in the life of him. Are you ready?
Yeah.
He wakes up at 10 a.m.
I love this already. I love it.
He wakes up at 10 a.m. He showers.
I want to punch him already.
I know. He showers, he shaves, and then he moisturizes with the cream that goes for $150 an ounce. He then selects an outfit with a fine, luxurious blend of the best fabrics on the market today, like a suit from Tom Ford, which costs about $5,000. Then he makes his biggest choice of the day. To wear his, whether or not to wear his Rolex or his Patek Philippe, which I don't even know that one, watches that cost $1 million.
Yeah, they're very expensive. Where does he get his money from?
A Kardashian, Courtney.
Oh.
I'm sure.
He didn't come with money. He married into money for the Kardashians.
He isn't even married. He lives off of. He's just a baby daddy.
Wow.
Yeah. Then he picks his car. Does he want to drive the Ferrari, his Rolls Royce, or maybe his Bentley? Those are his three choices. He gets to work at about 1 p.m. Tough job. And he works in various industries. He does some private label manufacturing in the nutrition business, and he raised money for a lot of startup companies, and then he tends to invest money into the nightlife business of friends of his that are involved in nightclubs and whatnot. Love what people say and whatnot. Then at the end of the day, which I'm guessing must be about 6 o'clock, he goes home and eats dinner with his family and then starts researching his luxurious items like cars and watches and private planes and boats online. Wow, tough day, huh? Tough day, Scott.
Sounds kind of like my day.
Yeah. Is it the $1 million watch that sounds like your day, or the Ferrari?
Right. Okay, well, let me see. I don't wear a watch.
Mm-hmm. Mine's Swatch. With the little protector from the 80s over the face.
Let me see. The selection of vehicles I have in my driveway aren't anywhere close to it.
Hey, but it's an easier decision. It's okay.
Yeah. So, let me see. I'm wearing probably about $100 worth of clothes right now.
Perfect. At least you've got some shoes on.
I just bought the shoes for $75, so I probably have $125 worth of clothes on right now.
It's just how you roll, McFadden.
That is.
Hey. Hey,
how to rock this suit, too. Baby.
I'm sure you do. You know what? I know you do. And I know I don't want to hit you nearly as much as I want to hit Scott Disick. Now, in other Kardashian news, I don't know if you're following this. This is very interesting.
I am not. I depend on you for all of my Kardashian news. Thank you very much.
Kim Kardashian was married to Chris Humphries.
Yes, that part I know.
Brooklyn Nets star, okay? Right. They were married for 72 days, something like that.
Yes.
And they've been apart much longer than they were together. But he will not divorce her. She's tried to pay him $10 million, you know, just for the divorce. And he says, no, I want an annulment. This was fraud. And I want you to go through because I want to get married in a church again. Because, you know, he's an upstanding boy. Well, I just heard the most interesting story.
Yeah.
If he doesn't divorce her, if the divorce doesn't go through before she has her baby with Kanye, and she's probably about 3-4 months pregnant now, he can make claim to that child because they are still technically married.
Get out.
Is that interesting or
so
what?
So he can become, wait a minute, he can't become the father, but...
He couldn't become the father, but he could, like, ask for some sort of visitation or kid that's not his because it is his wife's kid.
Check. And mate.
So I kind of admire him, even though I think he might also be in the category of dirtbag of the day.
It's a cesspool, man. They're all a bunch of dirtbags swimming around with the sharks. And
it's like a triangle of craziness. But I think
it's kind of like back in the when the Romans used to throw, you know, the slaves to the lions.
Yeah.
That's what we are. Is we're the Romans, and all of these people, the Mike Tysons and the Kardashians and
entertained.
Yeah, they're down there in the little Coliseum running around trying to take care of each other, and we just sit up here and watch and laugh. And but we're sick. I mean, people are sick like that. I don't care what you say, okay? NASCAR fans go to watch the wrecks.
Mm-hmm.
Football fans go to watch the hits.
The hits, absolutely.
And celeb fans go to watch this stuff.
And the Kardashians.
We're all twisted. We all still like it. And we sit there and we go, oh, how did they throw people into lions? How did they watch that stuff? Yeah. And let me see. If you watch MMA, one of
We're
my favorite
no
new
better.
Shows, The Following, or 24, what is up with human nature, man? We all dig watching this stuff.
We are no better. You know, I actually, speaking of the following, I've been really wanting to watch the show, but I've heard that it is so violent that I just don't know if I'm going to be able to hang with it. I mean, I've heard there's like eyeball gouging and stuff, which
they're in the in the first episode, they actually showed the eyeball thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the second episode, they just showed kind of, okay, the aftereffect. They didn't actually show anything happening.
Hmm.
They just showed, you know, the bodies. It's a pretty rough show to watch. But I will tell you, I've watched the first two episodes, and it's brilliantly written. The whole Edgar Allan Poe cult serial killer plot is just, it's so deep.
Mm-hmm.
And the way all of the characters are connected and intertwined, it's just really, really an interesting storyline. But yeah, it's my mom turned me on to the show. She's like, "You got to watch this show." She goes, "It's pretty rough, and if it stays this rough, I won't be able to stick with it." But it's a very interesting show. So I did, and it's a good storyline. And Kevin Bacon is, as always, great. So yeah, I would say check out the first two episodes, and if you can handle it, stick with it. I don't think it'll be a continual thing with all of the as much violence. So,
All right.
Coming up on 47 past the hour, and Doug Steffens' Good Day. Here it is, Dirtbags in the News.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supply smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Folgers Coffee and multi-platinum recording artist Gavin DeGraw invite aspiring musicians to submit their own inspired version of the iconic Best Part of Waking Up jingle for the chance to win $25,000.
The Folgers jingle has been associated with Bread of Mornings for more than 25 years. I'm really excited to be part of this contest and invite other musicians to put their stamp on the Folgers jingle legacy. I can't wait to hear those jingles.
Individuals and groups of six and under can submit original video entries through March 6th at Folgers.com/jingle. The top 10 finalists will have their entries posted online at Folgers.com/jingle for a nationwide vote beginning in May. For more information about the Folgers Jingle Contest, complete official rules, and to submit your own entry, visit Folgers.com/jingle. Contest open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 years and older, void where prohibited. I'm Lee Shepherd.
It's 51 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
The hour, Doug Steffens. Good day, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. Doug is asleep. This time of night,
more than usual this hour.
More than usual. Dudley got sidetracked last night flying across the country and got in about an hour before the show, so he's got some important meetings today, so taking a little nap before all that stuff happens. So Jen and I are here to bring you up to speed on some tech news, and guess what, Apple fans? There's a new iPad coming out.
Another one?
Another one. And Shelley Palmer, our tech guy, has the inside scoop for you just here in a second.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Apple confirmed yesterday that an iPad with 128 gigabytes of storage will hit shelves on February 5th. The new Wi-Fi model will cost $799, while the Wi-Fi plus 4G model will cost $929. Unlike previous Apple releases, however, this new product is one that you can almost assuredly ignore. More and more content providers, Apple very much included, are distributing digital content by streaming it or letting you store it in a cloud. Traditionally, that's the only reason you need tons of room on an entertainment device. As Apple pushes services like iCloud and iTunes Match, most consumers just don't have a need for this much storage. So who's this iPad for? Businesses with deep pockets who want their employees to carry around huge files. For now, keep your money in your pocket and just wait for the iPad 5, which is rumored to arrive this October. Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Of course, we always advise everybody use everything as directed.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so this new iPad thing, it's kind of fascinating to me. So iPad basically makes no changes to an iPad. They just say, okay, here's a version with 128.
Here's a new one.
Yeah, with 128 gigabytes of storage.
Right.
And when I heard this yesterday, I was like, all right, that's irrelevant to me. And Shelley Palmer just confirmed that, but, talking about how companies want to do. So with all of the cloud services, I store my music in the cloud. I store my pictures in the cloud. When I go on a trip, and I just figured this out this year, I have my 35-millimeter SLR camera, my digital SLR.
Right.
My Nikon. I crack, take pictures all day long. I come home, I offload those pictures from my camera to my iPad, and then keep the ones I want, delete the ones I don't, and then push everything up to Flickr.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's off of my camera, off of my iPad, and stored up on the cloud.
So you don't even need any extra space on your
iPad. I could care less. I need enough to be able to unload those pictures off of my camera, which is a good amount of room. And then, boom, it's gone. Poof. So, yeah, I mean, for us in our house, I don't know what it's like for you in your house, but our actual desktop computer doesn't get a whole lot of use. And the laptop, I mean, when my wife edits some documents or something like that, yes. But other than that, we're on our devices.
Yeah, it's very rare. Otherwise, I mean, I'm usually in my office on my desktop during this show. But otherwise, I'm checking emails or doing things in front of the TV on my iPad, for sure.
Yeah.
But the only thing I don't like about Apple, and this is my complaint, although if I were a stockholder, I am. You know me, I didn't want to actually buy an Apple because I think y'all are snobs, but whatever, I do like it. But, the thing that gets me is that every few months, there's some sort of new device that we need. And I, especially with no big changes. I mean, if there are huge updates, then release a new device. Otherwise, you're just making me feel outdated.
Yeah, I still got my iPad,
like
too.
That.
So I'll
Apple.
Although the iPad 5 coming. I want to see it. All right, 58 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.